This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 20% off with code MMA20. Life Fitness. Work out in comfort and train whenever. Save 10% off your order with code MMA10. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 710.
710!
My name is Ingo Legel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Let's snap it in. No drinks for you today?
No. Well, I have, sorry, I forgot about this. I have sparkling water. That H2O with gas. It's delicious.
The fucking gasoline and gin and tequila.
What's up? Let me think. I was reading about the Bears football schedule upcoming. They have one of the toughest schedules in the league.
I think
it's them and who was another team? There's another team that was pretty good, but they have a tough schedule. It's not great. Their away schedule, they may not win away games.
That's bad. We don't need more draft picks because usually, like, the hard schedule, that's like the tiebreaker for fucking draft picks. But we don't need that this year. We could use a cakewalk.
We'll see. I don't think we're going to get a cakewalk. I'm sorry.
Well, we got a lot of talent. I feel like we'll do well. What was your prediction for wins? Did you say 9?
I'm going to go back to 9 and – what is it? How many games they play now?
9 and 8. Yeah,
9 and 8. I'm going to go just over 500.
I think that's a safe bet. You know, I might throw one more in. Just say 10 wins.
What did they win last year? 5? 4?
Yeah. But you got to think, they were in so many games and coaching cost them a bunch and retarded players cost them a bunch. And now if you eliminate all those fucking mental errors, plus the new head coach and all the legit coaches and all, everything adds up to a lot of wins. I forgot what the over-under is. I think it's 8.5 is what everyone's predicting, or like if you were going to bet on them. So it's right in there. It's way better. I'm done with draft picks. Let's just fucking go. Let's go. Let's fucking win.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
I just want the offense to be exciting.
It should be. Like, they have so much talent and protection. Like, you had talent before, but you had no protection. Guy's just running for his life out there, just like hoping not to get injured.
Right.
Yeah. We got lucky. Maybe he missed a game. I don't really remember. Did he miss any? Maybe. Hard to say.
I don't think so.
So that's good then. He's durable, but he took a lot of punishment.
He did. He got the most sacks in the NFL. Yep.
So. He had like 68 sacks or something sick. That's so gross.
It is a lot.
We'll see. I talk about UFC 315 recap action.
Sure.
We'll start with Vitor Belfort gets inducted into the UFC Hall of Fame.
Go, Vitor.
Yeah,
I feel like the Vitor Belfort era should be in the UFC, like the actual era. They should name it that.
Yeah.
That is the most exciting era in MMA so far.
With the TRT, the therapeutic use exemptions. Yes.
TRT Vitor. Was it
show like him before
2.5 year window or something like that?
Yeah.
It was amazing.
We had a fucking mullet for Jesus and
went
out there and wrecked a bunch of people, blinded a couple, you know. That was the best. So he was emotional. They had a little tribute for him, so that was pretty cool. And then we had let's start with the main event: Jack Della Maddalena versus Bilal Muhammad. You know, it doesn't always work out for champions when they're defending the title for the first time.
No,
this would be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So
what happened in the fight?
Basically, Jack outstruck him, and he was fucking slippery as hell out there. He was very slick, and a lot of pressure on Bilal, and it just didn't seem like Bilal could get his grappling game going because Jack's takedown defense was on point too. So I got a, and the judges had it 48-47, two of them, and one of them 49-46. 48-47 feels right. You could argue 49-46. But, I mean, you look at the guy's face afterwards. Here's Bilal's face. Absorbed a little bit of damage. Broken nose, orbital, and a split lip.
Yeah, a little cut under the eye.
Yeah, that lip is
I don't think he's, what is he on, like a 10 or 12, 11 fight win streak?
Yeah, not anymore.
And it's over now. I think he's been undefeated for like 5 years. Six? Five?
Something like that.
Pretty crazy. Did not expect this.
No, it was a decent fight, which was surprising. But there's a lot of implications after this fight.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll save that for discussion after 315. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's do a little sponsor action before we get
sponsor action. Here we go. Moms know the hustle is real. With work, kids, errands, and everything in between, there's rarely time to slow down, let alone figure out a 10-step skincare routine. But no matter how busy life gets, your skin still deserves more than just the basics. That's why I love today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products are true multitaskers. They hydrate, protect, and support your skin's long-term health. And it's all thanks to their OS01 peptide. It targets the cells that accelerate the visible signs of aging, like wrinkles, thinning skin, and a dry, dull complexion. OneSkin supports the skin at a deeper level, so even if I'm running on fumes, at least my skin gets what it needs. See that? Beautiful skin.
It's rather
their moisturizer, sunscreen, or their new peptide scalp serum. Whoa.
Whoa.
That's crazy. Because you know, scalp health is skin health.
That's what it's all about.
And the OneSkin. And get 15% off with code FIT15 at oneskin.co. For moms who do it all, now there's a skin routine that does it all too.
That's right. What do I personally like about OneSkin? It's delicious. It's usually my favorite, gluten-free. It's like, do they have Benaca anymore? I love how it disperses, too. It's like...
You do?
Yes. But, you know, it's nice to use in the winter and even better to use in the summer.
Yes. Keep that skin glowing and refreshed.
That's right. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. For a limited time, you can try OneSkin with 15% off using code FIT15 at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off at OneSkin.co with code FIT15. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Give your skin the scientifically proven gentle care it deserves with OneSkin.
All right, this episode sponsored by Lucy, 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco free. Lucy is not like other nicotine pouch companies that are owned by big tobacco. They're like the mom and pop shop of pouches. Pouches come in a variety of strengths from 4 all the way up to 12 milligrams. Lucy offers a variety of flavors, including apple ice, wintergreen, mango, and espresso. If you're not a pouch guy or gal, Lucy gum is available in 2, 4, or 6 milligrams. Set yourself up with a subscription and have Lucy delivered straight to your door. Save 20% off with code FIT20. No commitment. You can cancel anytime.
And let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/FIT20. Use promo code FIT20 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co and use code FIT20 to get 20% off. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This episode is sponsored by Drift Air Freshener. Drift exists to give everyone a sense of place through the transportive magic of scent. They are on a journey to rethink car fresheners, free from questionable ingredients, and to enhance your world one scent at a time. They only use the good stuff, natural, essential, and fragrant oils, and more sustainable materials to bring you your best-looking, best-smelling air freshener yet. Looks good, smells good, All good.
Good in the hood, and they just came out with a new scent, Coconut Pistachio. What's it like? Yeah, you surrender to the ultimate indulgence where pistachio cream blends seamlessly with toasted coconut, creating a rich, nutty warmth that draws you in. A whisper of sea salt teases the palate, balancing the sweetness, while velvety tonka bean lingers as a satisfying final touch. That's a lot going on. It smells delicious.
Chaos, man.
That's right. And we have a special deal for our listeners. You can save 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. That's 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. And right back to USA 315. Let's see. Oh, Valentina Shevchenko defeats Manon Farah.
Yeah, 5 rounds.
Didn't quite work out.
I was sad.
Well, you know, I forgot. I think Manon made a tactical error. I forgot what happened. I think she threw a spinning back fist, and then Shevchenko dropped her in the fourth round. And Shevchenko was just landing cleaner strikes, so she wins the unanimous decision, 48-47. And let's see, who else? Jose Aldo fucking loses, I think, like a close decision. Because there was a point, I don't remember what round it was, where he was just super aggressive and fucking running after the guy and like throwing kicks and looked like he was going to soccer kick his head off. And after the fight, he decides to retire. I'm like, oh no, here we go again. Like, we're losing all these guys, these former champions, and like the UFC looks nothing like it used to back in the day.
It does not.
And let's see. And there was a strange rule here. So I was going to post this for the fights that happened in Canada. This is from Eric McGracken. He says, fun fact, or it's Quebec. Quebec MMA registrations, they call it mixed boxing, says if you kick your opponent in the nads so hard they can't continue, then you win. So I don't know why nobody employed that action.
So wait, you can't do it, but if you do it and they can't continue, then you win?
Yes.
You don't get points taken off and lose?
Well, not according to the rules, but depends, because I feel like the UFC is going to enforce them differently than what's technically on the books, or the refs will, you know. So they have that going on, and that's about it for UFC 315. The only other thing to come from this is, so Jack Della Maddalena is now going to fight Islam Makhachev for the fucking welterweight title. So
yes,
they haven't determined a date and location for that one. And because of that, then now Charles Oliveira is going to fight Ilia Topuria at UFC 317 for the vacant lightweight belt.
Right, because Makhachev is going to vacate the belt, right? So
yes, which is weird, and because there was a lot of talk of like, why the fuck is happening? Is it because the UFC doesn't want double champs anymore? Because why would you have him vacate? I don't get that. I don't understand.
According to what I read, he's moving there permanently, and he has no plans to come back down and wait.
Well, he could have done that after the fact and just said, "Hey, man, I want to do both," and just went up and see how it went. Because if you lose, then you're kind of fucked, right?
Then you're not the champ. Do you get, if you're the champ, do you get paid double?
You should. But I get why they don't want to do it, because you don't want them to tie everything up. But I think it's cool to say you're double champ, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's a very exclusive club. Not many people are in it. Handful. So I would have let them do it. And then the only other fight, real quick, is which is crazy, the Dricus Duplessis versus Hamshat Shamayev for
UFC 319, right?
Yeah, in Chicago, which is crazy.
Oh,
we haven't had
Chicago?
One in a long time.
Where is that at? United Center?
I'm assuming so, because I doubt they would do it at not the Horizon. I forgot what they fucking, what did they rename? Allstate Arena.
Oh,
yeah.
the
yeah, it's Allstate. It's not the Rosemont Horizon anymore, because that's where we've seen some of the fights at. And then I think now they're doing everything at the United Center. The Strike Force was doing them over there. I think UFC has always been at the United Center. Yeah, because we were press. We were in the bowels of the United Center.
Oh, it says no tickets available right now. You got to wait. You can't buy the tickets.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people have been complaining about the prices for some of the tickets. It's so obscene. I forgot which event someone was tweeting about. They said nosebleed seats were $683.
Well,
like, holy fuck. That's crazy. Like, the price
it's not
is
worth it at that price. That's
no,
crazy.
I mean, these sporting events, they're like pricing the average fan out. Because even, you know, hockey, I forgot what that was the last time I went, maybe 5, 6 years ago to a hockey game, and it was $300 for three people. I think it was $100 a ticket, but I'm sitting all the way up.
Yeah.
And then add your parking pass on top of it, and then add fucking concessions in.
Yes.
And they're just like rape you across the board.
Yeah.
Can't you be a little bit fair? Like, do you need to extort that much money?
I don't know. Like, in tickets, like in the lower air section, like the first 30, 40 rows, they're like $500, $600 each, which is, it's just nuts. Like, I remember as a kid going to a few hockey games and also some basketball, and it was nowhere near this pricing.
No, and it's just stupid, because I remember you would talk like back in the 90s going to the Blackhawks games at the Chicago Stadium, which was nice because
oh,
they basically built it straight up. So you used to be able to pay $20 and go to you'd get a standing room only ticket, and you would just stand for the whole game, but it didn't matter because everything is straight up. So I'm standing, I'm fucking in the very top, but I'm looking straight down on the ice. That's why I hated the United Center, because you think of the Chicago Stadium was built like this. The United Center is built like that.
Yeah.
So you're so fucking far away from the action. It's terrible to see a fucking hockey game there compared to watching them at the stadium. Like, it's night and day difference. I fucking loved it at the stadium. And the stadium was so much louder, too, for Bulls and Blackhawks. It was, like, insane. So, I digress. I saw Michael Jordan once. I got to sit courtside, luckily, for, like, a vendor event, and saw him. I'm like, that is unreal. You see that motherfucker flying through the air?
Oh, yeah.
Like, this doesn't make sense. Courtside? Like, what?
He's an alien.
Yeah. I'm like, holy shit. Yeah. It's like, I got to see a couple cool things. I got to see him. I got to see, like, Wayne Gretzky play in person. Like, that guy didn't make sense either, because he knew where everyone was on the ice at a fucking all times, where they were. I'm like, how does he do this? Because I also saw him take a fucking slap shot, hits the goalie, goes up in the air. He's just tracking it as he's skating in. He fucking baseball swings, hits the puck over the goalie's shoulder, goal. I'm like, what the fuck has happened here? But this is when you're watching the best of the best.
Yeah.
You know, they do amazing things.
So. I still think hockey has the best live, like, entertainment value, like the way they do games and stuff. I think that's very entertaining. They get the crowd into it and do all kinds of
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, and it's just, I think it's the constant action. And the crazy thing is just the line changes. Like, everything's just on the fly, so everything's just flowing, and there's no stopping action unless the fucking ref, you know, puck goes out, goal, penalty, you know, a lot of live action. What else is happening out there?
Well, I got, speaking of messed up faces, I got pictures from BKFC 74.
Yeah, fuck yeah, go ahead.
Mike Richman with his ridiculous injury.
Throw
to
up.
Me, this doesn't compute. If you're squeamish, I think you might want to turn away. So here he is. You can look, his freaking entire face is split open. It's like a bear clawed him. And then here he is, like, all patched up.
Yeah, it's like someone box cuttered him.
It's crazy.
Because look at all the zigzags. He's like, grease landed.
I don't know. He just got beat to hell.
Well, it looks like a plastic surgeon did that, because there's an ass ton of stitches in there.
Yeah.
So good on him, I guess. Holy shit. What but else? I think that's BKFC, right? You take a lot of facial damage because
BKFC 74 from the knuckles.
Yeah.
And I got some training footage of Conor McGregor if you want to see that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I do all the videos. Can you see that?
Yes.
It doesn't play both of them. Oh, here he is just doing his thing here. This pad is interesting. I never saw this kind of full body shield pad before.
No, like that's wild.
I mean, he's looking good against the pad. Like
he's the best.
Oh, it does play both. Okay, I thought you could do that. Here you go. Here's Conor twice. From both angles, different action.
I like this pad action. I wish we had that shit in Krav Maga.
I know, it's kind of funny. You could like, it's like
I fucked you up with that because you could throw whatever you want, right?
Yes, just not
less an uppercut. Yeah,
but I mean, I don't know what this means, but he's posting videos. Apparently, he still works out. I don't think it means
I got more training footage of him too.
You do?
Yeah.
The line of cocaine.
Well, probably.
Oh, geez.
He's in a club with the boxing gloves. Like, what are we doing? He's fucking getting after it, man. He's working hard, right?
What a life, man. I cannot imagine doing like this kind of thing all the time. This would get so old. Like being out clubs and doing that stuff. Like,
no interest in that, right? No, especially no. even like, imagine you've made your hundreds of millions of dollars. That does not sound appealing to me. Like, that's something you do like in your 20s and have fun, and then like at some point it's no good. It's just, how old is he? He's in his late 30s and he's still fucking playing this game. I don't get it. I saw the UFC, speaking of weird fees and what they're charging. So we always knew that they would charge event fees to people. And that's why UFC's never been in Hawaii, because Hawaii is just like, we're not going to fucking pay you to come here. Yes. So who is it? Damon Martin said that the UFC is receiving a meaningful site fee for taking the UFC Fight Night event to Baku, Azerbaijan, or
Azerbaijan,
yeah, per their TK financial call. And it says, this has become a massive part of the UFC's business plan, continues to drive revenue. Is that something they need to be doing? Because it seems like they're like fucking triple dipping. Yes,
of course they're triple dipping. They're the biggest game in town. You got to think about this. So like, this is an asset that comes into town that everybody's going to attach to and try to make money. The vendors, the people who do parking, the local restaurants, all of that stuff.
It's yeah,
all
hotels.
And hotels, travel. So, like, they're. I get why they're doing it, but I think it's shitty. So.
It's egregious, because then you think about, okay, so you do that, whatever you're charging for tickets, concessions, and then think about all the advertising and sponsors that... It's like they are just all the way down the line. And then that seems like you're just getting too crazy. It's too much. Because then that's now it's also excluding you from cool places. Because who doesn't want to see a UFC in fucking Hawaii? Max Holloway has been asking for that forever. Like Strikeforce or Bellator was there. Yeah. They've been there a ton of times. And they're probably not going anymore, or because it doesn't exist and it's all fucking PFL. But like, damn, man, it's like, when is enough enough? It's just never enough. It just keep going.
I think they're always going to want more.
Yeah, and then along the same line, so there's a media rights rumor out there.
Oh, whoa!
So let me pull this up. I take a drink of my coffee here. Okay. So this is Fight Oracle on Twitter. He said, I heard from a serious person in regard to the UFC media rights deal. He said, ESPN will get the pay-per-views, Dana White's Contender Series, and Fight Nights. Netflix will get the big Fight Nights that aren't at the Apex. Okay. So... keep that in mind. And then also, it's kind of fucked up because now I just read too that ESPN is launching a monthly fee plan for this. They're going to have a new streaming service. So the new service is going to be basically $30 a month starting in the fall. And then ESPN Plus is going to get rebranded as ESPN Select at $12 a month. And they said the new streaming service is going to be for those who don't have traditional cable or a satellite package that includes ESPN. But I'm going to bet that somehow, if it stays with ESPN, the UFC, it's going to be on this fucking new service and not on the lower tier. I just know it.
I mean, that makes sense.
Right? Like, look at the history. We're talking about like
business decision. We're going to put the flagship product on the more expensive thing. You want to see that? You got to pay a little more, Johnny.
Yeah. It's not $12 a month now, dickhead. It's going to be $30. Cool. Thanks.
And it still doesn't include the pay-per-views?
No, because remember like how it is now. It's like you got to pay whatever the fuck we're paying for ESPN Plus, and then you got to buy the pay-per-view on top of that. Like 100%, I feel like that's why they're going to go with ESPN, because of all the money that can be generated versus Netflix, because Netflix would be absorbing all those costs.
Right, that makes sense.
It's frustrating as fuck. I was hoping this pay-per-view would go away, but this seems to make a fuck ton of sense, right?
Yeah, so we were right. It was going to get spread out around. Like, we talked about this months ago, and that makes the most sense to me that they do this. I'm not a fan of what you're just telling me right now, but it's annoying and sounds like more of a money grab, but what are we going to do about it? I think.
Well, it just sounds like more people are going to fucking illegally stream it, you know? When you just keep nickel and dime, and then the product is watering down and down, what's the average fan supposed to do?
Sell a kidney.
Yeah. What else is happening? I got to get off that topic. It fucking irritates me, man.
Well, here you go. Here's something interesting.
Yes.
We've been talking about Andre Arlovsky off and on. Yes. Here he is. There's a Bare Knuckle FC debut happening June 21st. Here he is. BKFC 76 against Geronimo Dos Santos.
Geronimo! I haven't heard that in a long time.
I know. What do you think are his chances of being victorious?
Slim to none.
Yeah, I'm predicting a KO.
So you're saying there's a chance. Well, it depends. I don't know the other guy. So he did actually win his last fight, and he stopped the guy. He's got decent boxing skills. It just really depends on the other guy that we know nothing about. And I hope BKFC is being nice to him and giving him a can to fucking. And the other thing is, he's going to retire after this fight, allegedly.
Yeah, actually, I take this back. I thought it was a different guy. So Geronimo, here, I'll just show you. Maybe this is Geronimo Dos Santos. Just look this up. I haven't been on Sherdog in forever. Here we go. He's had 44 wins and 26 losses in his MMA history.
Oh, they're feeding him to Arlovsky.
I mean, Andre Vieira, he's lost a bunch. The people he's beaten, I don't know who these people are. Anyone I recommend?
Oh, he fought Fedor's brother.
And Kharitonov.
Oh, yeah. So a legit competition is a struggle.
Yeah. So I take that back. I'm sorry, Mr. Arlovsky. I think you'll be victorious as long as you don't employ the go straight back approach. I think you'll be good.
Yeah, and don't try a flying knee.
Don't fly.
I know it's Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. Yeah, I think he'll win then too. I'll go with that. Magic 8-Ball concur? It's too far away. Siding. Yeah, I mean, again, I don't think he's done fighting. I think he'll get another win, another taste. BKFC pays people really well, so I just don't see him walking away from that. There's too much money on the table. Was he going to go back to coaching?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, it's too, like, he'd probably make $400,000 or $500,000 for a fight.
You would think, yeah. Especially
that all day.
Why not? I'm currently mesmerized because I have another bug on my light, but I'm gonna ignore
Oh, you've if on the fucking stink bug, or you got
it.
something else?
It's a stink bug. I'm gonna leave them alone. They don't. They're
Right.
not dangerous, are they?
Nah, they're just annoying. It's a time of year. I luckily we haven't gotten any, but you know, they come in waves. Did you see John Jones and Nate Diaz are gonna be coaches on
Yes.
some weird Russian Ultimate Fighter? I don't know when that starts. But part of that, I think John is over there. Well, obviously they're filming, but he's on the back of a motorcycle riding bitch.
Whoa.
Like pulling some dude's hair. Like, this is how I train in Russia.
He's holding onto his hair so he doesn't fall off. He's
Yeah.
wearing flip
What
flops.
the
Oh,
fuck?
God.
Living his best life, man. Who wanna say don't do that? I don't know. That is a weird matchup too, because I feel like Nate and him will get along. Like Nate's not gonna disrespect John. Like there's gonna be no disrespect between the two. So I don't know if that makes for good TV, but interesting.
You think Nate's going to get loud with John, who's a lot bigger than him?
Not at all. Because I think Nate respects John versus some of these other fighters.
Right,
Because he's
because he's
been
also
there
engaged.
forever, you know,
Yep.
done the work, finishes people at times. He doesn't run away from a fight like when he's in the fight, that's for sure.
True.
What else is happening out there?
I don't know if I just stumbled upon this. I don't know if we've ever showed this video, this Moss wrestling thing. Do you know about this? The goal of this is like to pull the guy over the
No.
board or to make him let go of. They're holding a big stick
Oh man, this
between
looks
each other.
like joints are my joints hurt just watching
They're
this.
just, this is the whole goal of it, is to try to see that. Look
Get
at
the stick. Here, let me get your rod.
these dudes are massive. So
Yeah.
I think they played a three or something. I can't remember, but that just looks pain. Like something is gonna just
Something snapping. You
explode at some
It's
point.
two forces, or just let it go. It's
Yeah.
just phew, right out
He's
the door.
flying off
I
the
win.
screen.
He went too far away. Let's see. I saw this is an interesting scenario. So someone did a computer simulation of 100,000 Mike Tysons versus 10,000 gorillas.
Oh, sweet. Let's see this.
I don't know if I can play sound, so we're gonna turn sound off here.
100,000 Mike Tysons
Yeah.
versus how many gorillas?
10,000.
Okay. I think the gorillas win. This
But
is.
I was hoping for like the one video you showed me where people are flying. So it's like da 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 da. Like let's get to the action, man.
Oh, they're
It's
wearing
so
gloves.
crazy. They got
Oh
gloves on. Why?
no. Oh no.
See, I don't feel like this is accurate because those mics should be dying in fucking
Should be, and there's going to be
waves.
a massive bottleneck here, right?
Yeah.
This way of fighting is, it's never been like made any sense.
No, I gotta turn the sound off because it's too much epic music being played.
I feel like the gorillas are definitely going to win in this capacity.
Yeah, I gotta fast forward because, oh,
Oh,
there's a body count.
there's some dead gorillas.
Yeah, because I think look at the Tysons have surrounded the gorillas.
Whoa.
But
Well,
I like the final stats. So 45,000 Mike Tysons died in that scenario. That's a lot of death. They outnumbered them 10 to 1.
yeah, and they lost half of the. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's crazy.
just about half.
It's a lot of Mike
Tyson.
Tyson's. Good
It
fight.
is. I'll do one more thing real quick. I sent this to you guys. So this is that hockey brawl that I don't
Oh, that
know
was epic. Yes.
what country. I think I can play the sound because there's some crazy lady. But let's go. This is old time hockey. This is total slap shot 1990s hockey. Like someone fucking lays out the goalie, three guys jump over the bench, like,
Okay,
no,
we're
you
gonna
didn't,
go. We're
motherfucker. It's
going.
fucking on. Yeah. We're going. And then everybody's throwing. I love this shit.
Oh yeah.
But you get the gist of it. Everybody's got to throw. And the goalie's looking for somebody to fight. He's skating around. And then it ain't over on the ground. We're still going. We're still going over here, too. Multiple fights. I'm assuming this is Russia and there's no fucking suspensions, but I saw that happen at a Chicago Wolves game, AHL. They're playing for the Calder Cup. Pre-game, someone skated over the line at the center line. The other team didn't like it, and everybody on the ice started fucking fighting.
While they were warming up?
Yes, and this is for the winner of the game wins the cup, because I think it was a game 7 that we were at.
And that jacked up, ready to kill each other.
Yes. And then the cops had to come on the ice and start taking people off. And then the Wolves ended up winning the cup that night. It was chaos. Fucking chaos.
That sounds like a fun night.
We may have had so many drinks that we just had to throw money at the people serving drinks to tell us how many drinks we could buy. I'm just saying.
That's a lot of drinks.
It was. I'm like, here's all the cash. Figure out what the hell we can get with it. And they took care of us. And it was a good time.
Give us this many dollars in drinks.
Yes. And it was the worst parking lot ever to get out of after an event. It was ridiculous. So anyway, what else is going on out there?
Let me see. I got a couple KOs. And then do I have anything else? Stand by. Did we ever do the oldest professional boxer video?
I don't think so.
No, I'll show that, and then I got KOs left.
Okay, why don't you do that, and then I'll have one, and we'll do some KOs.
Okay. So here's the oldest professional boxer here on the right, making his debut against a young buck. How do you think it ends? Doesn't end well.
It's weird how that works, huh? Age is a motherfucker.
Wasn't smart. Shouldn't have done it.
Well, I have a similar. This is, I don't know. This is called Street Beefs, but I like to be, this is the new GFL Grandpa Fight League, so let's share a little sound. We'll try again here.
Thank I you. Saw the chaos of Matt's desktop.
Yeah, I'll black that all out.
For about that.
Wait, hang on.
Vice Grip back for the rematch. Last time I was here, I took a nail, but I'm not sore about that. This time, if I fall on my face, there's only going to be one person taking the blame. And I'll say who that is at the time, because it sure as the f*** ain't gonna be me.
Okay, right, there, Vice Grip.
He's back again. My man Vice Grip wanted me to come back out, so here I am.
Same guy?
Yeah.
Hey, D, don't wait on it. Don't wait on it.
Very smart. There you go. And the same way.
I like the defense of I just throw strikes and I don't protect my face, like, at all. You could see where this is gonna go the whole time. Where are my hands? Like, fucking waist level.
My waist.
And then all this guy has to do is counter, 1-2, and Grandpa goes to sleep again.
I mean, it's not good for Grandpa to get knocked out all the time.
No, like the amount of dementia.
Jesus.
Well, I wonder if he got dementia from the first fight, and then he got undementia'd the second fight. Can that happen?
Maybe he forgot that he fought that guy.
I did. I don't know why we let these guys do this.
Because it's entertaining.
West Virginia. Just guessing.
Home country.
I'm just guessing that's where it's at. Let's do some chaos. What do you got?
Okay, here I got this one.
Uh-oh.
Sorry. Oof. Gotta see that one more time, I think. It's a weird starting time. So he gives a little, like, a wheel kick, bicycle kick.
Bing. Yeah.
Hits him twice with the right, straight right, and an uppercut right. Down he goes.
He's stiff.
Here's a second one. A little boxing action. Oh.
A slow on one. A button.
Hang on. Here we go.
Button. That looks like that one guy, Julian Lane.
Sure does.
Let me bang, bro.
He got banged.
Fucking banged out.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. let's see. I got two. Two KOs here. Yeah, we'll go with this one first. Let's turn the sound off. Sound off. So here's the first one.
Oh.
Oh.
That's brutal.
When his neck snaps back like that, ouch. He's dead. Do we have a replay? No replay. That's okay. And then this guy gets KO'd with a fucking jab.
How the hell does that happen?
I just button. Button. He just touched the button. And that's that.
Wow.
It's like, fuck. And then I'll do a tweet a week and we get whatever else, some knowledge. Oh, this guy's got a, this is from Dovey on Twitter. He's like, this guy's got the best nickname ever. The Ginger with the intent to injure.
I agree. That's pretty solid.
With the 5-6 record.
He's intending. He has bad intentions. He just
injure
can't,
himself
can't
in the process.
Yes.
And then right into knowledge. What you got?
I got this. What the hell do you think is happening here? Because I don't know what I'm looking at. Do you see this? It's like a couple of Asian dudes in bikinis
and diapers.
Stuff, and diapers. And
hey, what the
doing
fuck?
Some sort of weird fighting thing. I don't know what I'm watching. But it's weird. Okay.
Yeah, it's like slap fighting. I'm out. Whatever that was, I want no part of it. I'm like,
it's all sorts of weird.
Holy fuck. Hang on. Oh. Hang on. I gotta get
I'm
a
hanging.
Separate browser open because wants me to log in. Thought it was
that's not good.
It's always
don't log in. Don't do it.
Yeah, hang on. Oh shit. We're gonna have to. I don't know how to restart things. Let me try this again. Because it just wants to autoplay.
Eject. Eject.
Yeah, I'll eject her. All right. All right, back to this browser, this one. Okay, so we'll start here. I believe I can share sound on this one. So this is a weird competition.
What? Like a dumbbell lifting competition?
Yeah.
Oh. Like, you can only do it once. Those
you
must be
guys
heavy.
Choking on it. Ugh. Apparently, it must be heavy. So I don't know what the purpose here is, but anyway, you got that one. And then...
Okay, that's weird.
I will cleanse the palate with this lady and her attack methods. Maybe I could share sound. I don't know. Ugh. Whoa.
Whoa.
There's a lot of action going on.
There is.
I like the cannonball attacks. But holy shit. Anyway. Apparently, that's what the ladies are doing these days and how they train self-defense action.
I like the cleansing of the palate at the end.
Yep.
If I'm going to show weird shit, I will find palate cleansing next time.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Thank you for bringing us home.
Yeah, that was shut down. Let's get out.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name is Angle Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.